utmost for his highest. Prayer in the Father's honour. That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke 1 verse 35. If the Son of God is born into my mortal flesh, is his holy innocence and simplicity and oneness with the Father getting a chance to manifest itself in me? What was true of the Virgin Mary in the historic introduction of God's Son into this earth is true in every saint. The Son of God is born into me by the direct act of God. Then I, as a child of God, have to exercise the right of a child, the right of being always face to face with my Father. Am I continually saying with amazement to my common sense life, "Why do you want to turn me off here? Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business?" Whatever the circumstances may be, that holy, innocent, eternal child must be in contact with his Father. Am I simple enough to identify myself with my Lord in this way? Is he getting his wonderful way in me? Is God realizing that his Son is formed in me, or have I carefully put him on one side? Oh, the clamour of these days! Everyone is clamouring. For what? For the Son of God to be put to death. There is no room here for the Son of God just now. No room for quiet, holy communion with the Father. Is the Son of God praying in me, or am I dictating to him? Is he ministering in me as he did in the days of his flesh? Is the Son of God in me going through his passion for his own purposes? The more one knows of the inner life of God's ripest saints, the more we see what God's purpose is. Filling up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ. There is always something to be done in the sense of filling up.